And, you know, all life is a big negotiation. I mean, these days, you've even got to negotiate your electricity bill. Man who knows about all of these things is Fevzi Terkalp, the gadget detective, who's online now. How are you doing, Fevzi?
I'm very well, thank you. Seamless.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What were Kenny Everett's dancers? What were they called?
I don't remember. They were not hot gossip, were they?
They were hot gossip. That's it. Thank you very much.
Do you remember Who Could Forget Cleo Rockus?
Well, I did a tribute for the Radio Academy in London to Kenny Everett after he died. And we invited all sorts of people to talk about him. I had Tony Blackburn there and all kinds of people who'd worked with Kenny. Kenny's producer at Radio 1 in the 60s was there. Angela Bond was her name. And afterwards, the Radio Academy, who'd organised the event, which I'd produced, took us all to an Italian restaurant. And I sat with Cleo Rockus for a night eating pizza. She was truly lovely, every bit as mad as Kenny. And she said, oh, are we going to have some? It was just like sitting, you know, she was so like him. Are we going to have more shampoo? She said, which, of course, was Kenny's word for champagne. Kenny, a wonderful man. Mm. And Cleo Rockus, absolutely fab. I lost contact with Cleo after that. A lovely lady. Anyway, we're going to talk about the white heat of technology now, Fevzi. We're going to talk about some cool gadgets soon. First, a couple of news stories. This fascinated me, and I wonder if it's as important as I thought it was. IBM, at the end of last week, came out with an announcement that it's created effectively a super chip. Smaller, lighter, faster, everything. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, so IBM has developed, at least in the lab, not yet at production scale, a new generation of processors called 2-nanometer chips. So a nanometer is a billionth of a meter, and it's an indicator. It's a bit of marketing speak these days, but in very rough terms, it's an indication that the more you manage to shrink things down, the more transistors you can fit on a computer processor, and the less distance that the signals have to travel around, and therefore they're saying that this will give you performance improvements of about 45% over the current generation of products and use about 75% less energy. And it is important. I mean, it's part of a trend. I mean, Apple M1 silicon uses, you know, low nanometer chips. The people who've been really left behind in this are Intel, who is one of the reasons why Apple dumped Intel was because they weren't keeping up with their roadmap, you know, their projections of how they were going to what's called shrinking their dies, in other words, shrink things down even smaller. They were not doing it, and so I think Intel are playing catch up. IBM have made this development. Apple are streets ahead, and AMD are sort of ahead of Intel, but in slight trouble now as well, I suspect. So it's a big deal. I mean, one thing I'd say about this, you now get, because you literally get billions of transistors on a chip. Now, a human being could never draw a billion transistors in a lifetime, much less connect them all up in the right way, which is why computers are being used to design the next generation, each new generation of computer processor, right? So as each generation goes by, the computer designing the next generation with a bit of human input is faster and faster. And eventually, this becomes reproduction. Because eventually human beings will not be required for creating the new generation of processors. And instead of taking a year or 18 months, that will shrink down to months, weeks, days and seconds. And that's why you get this idea that computer intelligence will one day suddenly accelerate away from us asymptotically, you know, almost infinitely
so
fast.
What was that word?
Asymptotically.
Yeah. Okay.
An asymptote is a curve that tends towards the vertical. So imagine a line that starts off fairly flat and it starts to curve upwards, and you think, you know, it's like the sort of thing you don't want to see on a COVID infection chart, for example. You see it sort of coming up and going up. Yeah, an asymptote is a line that tends towards infinity but never quite reaches it.
And stalactites and stalagmites. Let's not define the difference between those, Fevzi. Amazing, Fevzi, amazing. So in terms of the gadgets that we have, I mean, my phone is the centre of my universe at the moment. Mm. What's it going to do to phones and other gadgets like that?
Well, one of the great things it will do is it will increase battery life, which is a big problem at the moment. I mean, this idea, I mean, you know, don't forget, when we had wristwatches that, you know, had batteries in them for the first generation, they would go for years. Now we're in a position where we have to charge our smartwatches every night, pretty much. And our phones, I end up charging my phone more than once a day, as I make such heavy use of it. So,
if you're me, you have to go down to the man in the market to fit you a new battery, Fevzy. Yes.
Well, yeah, but my one's still about 90% good. So it's not that. It's just I use it a lot, and it generates a lot of heat. And I found, especially with all the extra video calls and things I'm doing, that you know, the battery depletes quickly and has to be charged during the day. So, you know, and I've got one of the larger iPhones, so it tends to have a bigger battery in it to start with.
I thought you'd have one of those. To be the gadget detective, you've got to have a large iPhone, I think.
Well, I've got others as well, but at the moment that's what they call my daily driver.
Come on now, it's boasting. We're on now, Fevzy. Yeah. Come on now.
So this.
So it's going to make a difference to battery life and stuff like that, yeah?
Yeah, and it would just be that much faster, and you'll be able to do things that you couldn't do before. So, for example, photography is being revolutionized by ever faster chips, because the chips now are fast enough to take every pixel from a picture as it's captured on a sensor. So, you know, obviously instead of film, we've got a sensor that captures the light. It takes every pixel and it processes it in real time before it stores it, which means that you get wider dynamic range and you can do fantastic things with photography. So you can have a relatively average lens and the processor will make up for it before it stores it. You know, it's quite incredible. And this can be done in real time, and it can be done with frame by frame video as well, so you can record things in really high resolution formats even without improving the lens. Google, for this last several years, has been putting the same sensor in its smartphones for the camera, but mm-hmm. it's been improving the software every year, and therefore the camera is better. You know, it breaks the rules of photography, which is, you know, you can't improve upon what you capture. You know, you can never make it better than the raw data that you've got. But apparently with artificial intelligence and fast enough processes, you can actually improve.
What a world we're entering. Thank you. So I'm just giving me a ballpark. Are we going to see this stuff in 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years? How long?
This one, I would imagine at least 2 or 3 years, but there's lots between now and 2 nanometer to look forward to. I mean, Apple is going great guns, I have to say, with what's called Apple Silicon. Having dumped Intel, it's producing really affordable machines by Apple standards. That they've got Apple Macs now for sort of £700 that will outperform £3,000 and £4,000 Apple Macs of last year.
God. Incredible. It's exciting. Let's hope I live to see it, Fevzy. Now, before we get into gadgets, one last thing. Twitter, I read today, is adding a so-called tip jar to pay for good tweets.
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah, well, it's as you say, you know, there's a little icon appears. It's not everyone can receive it. It's only certain creators, journalists, experts, and non-profit organizations. And essentially, you can click on an icon on that person's profile on Twitter, only on mobile devices at the moment this works, and only for some Twitter creators. You can click on it, and then you can either use PayPal, Venmo, or the Cash app to make a donation, you know, just to say, you know, I appreciate what you're doing, and, you know, here's a dollar, or here's 10, or here's 100,000, whatever you want to send. A slight glitch, it's come to light that when people send money this way, that their email address and sometimes their postal address, it becomes visible to the person you've donated to.
Well, that's no good.
Well,
they want to fix that.
Well, yeah, it's not ideal, is it? Well, it's a bit difficult to fix, because it's a feature of how these payment systems work. You can't make anonymous payments via PayPal.
But it seems very strange, doesn't it? If some of these people are like super influencers or well-known journalists, they're going to get the money. But people who are less well-known, who maybe write something really valuable on Twitter, won't get any money? Is that right?
Yeah.
Because they're not on the list.
They can't even display the icon. Most people can't display the icon.
Well, I think that's undemocratic and unfair, but it's an interesting idea.
It's a new thing. They may roll it out more widely, but I just think, you know, to me it's just a bit low rent, but that's just me. You know?
story of my life.
Unless you want to send me money.
Gadgets. Otherwise, we won't have time.
Okay.
The first one is a sleep analyzer. I would be terrified of using this because my sleep has been so bad over the last year. It will probably tell me awful things. But tell me about this thing.
Yeah, okay. So it's from a company called Withings, Withings. It's called the Sleep Analyzer. They insist on spelling it with a Z, even though they're a French company. Go figure. It's a great device that analyzes your sleep. It analyzes not just how much you sleep, how long you take to fall asleep, how long after you wake up do you get out of bed, but also the types of sleep: light sleep, deep sleep, REM sleep. Deep sleep and REM sleep are the only types of restorative sleep. So someone could sleep 8 hours but be having light sleep. And that's not really good. Your body's not going to restore itself in the way that's necessary. It is also medically certified for the detection of a condition called sleep apnea. Sleep apnea is a condition which is very common, and a lot of people don't know that they have it, where people actually stop breathing several times through the night. And the effect of that is that, first of all, they get very poor quality sleep because the body brings them to just below consciousness in order to wake them up and restart their breathing. But they're not aware it's happening. It's just below consciousness. But the other thing is that their oxygen saturation levels tend to go down, which can lead to all sorts of cardiac problems, such as atrial fibrillation and other things that can shorten your life. So you, particularly for people who sleep on their own, they may not be aware that they're stopping breathing several times in the night. Someone could be doing it for years and have no idea, and they could think they've had a good night's sleep and really they've stopped breathing 8 times an hour.
I'm going to worry now. I sleep on my own and that could happen to me. But look, I mean, this is a very valuable thing because I've known people who've had to go into hospital for a night for sleep analysis, and this is going to do it for you.
Well, this is, I would say this gives you a good indicator that you might have a problem, and it's something to go to your GP with. You can share the PDF output of this with your doctor. The other benefit is you get sleep tracking on smartwatches as well. But the thing is, first of all, you have to wear the watch to bed. And secondly, as we discussed about batteries, it's a bit problematic because your Apple Watch, for example, you're wearing it during the day. If you're wearing it at night, when are you charging it? Mm. You know, it's a bit of a problem. Whereas with this, it's a little mat that just rolls out and goes under the mattress, and it works remarkably well. I've used one of these for quite some time, and actually it engenders good habits.
And if you're a person who tosses and turns a lot in the night, presumably it'll record that for you, yeah?
Well, I think only insofar as it may affect what type of sleep you're getting. If you're tossing and turning and you're getting deep sleep, then it's nobody's business but your own, frankly. I don't think it's a cause for concern necessarily, unless you're sort of smacking someone in the face as you do it.
You're not getting the deep sleep that you need. Story of my life.
Yeah. So, and that's really important because people sometimes think, you know, I've slept 8 hours, it's great, but they've had really poor quality sleep. And you can actually see that. And this one, it's remarkable how it works because it fits under the mattress. So it's really comfortable. Some of these similar devices fit, you know, at the top of the mattress and they're uncomfortable because they sort of dig into you. This one is under the mattress, but it still works remarkably well. I have a very, very deep mattress and it still works, and I'm impressed. So it's called the Withings Sleep Analyzer. It's just shy of £100. Do shop around. You know, sometimes you get deals on it. I saw it for less than 80 the other day, but it does tend to go up and down in price.
Oh, okay. And our second gadget in the 2 minutes remaining to us, Fabsy, is a wireless charger. I've seen these things. I don't know how they work. Well, this is a nifty-looking wireless charger.
Yeah, but it's got a trick up its sleeve. I'll explain. It's called the SanDisk iXpand Wireless Charger Sync. That's Sync, S-Y-N-C. iXpand is the letter I-X-P-A-N-D. That's their sort of branding that they use. Now, this is a device. It's a wireless charger. Sometimes they call them Qi chargers. You see the word Qi, which is pronounced Qi, and it's a standard for charging. And you can charge certain iPhones and a lot of Android devices as well. They have to be capable of being charged wirelessly. So it looks like, imagine something that looks like a bar of soap, but it's about the size of a smartphone. And when you put it on top, it charges. Now, there's nothing revolutionary about that. This has got a second function, which is very clever. And the clue to it is in the word sync, S-Y-N-C, as in synchronization. Inside the device is memory, storage, which, you know, not surprising considering it comes from SanDisk, who are essentially a storage company. And you can choose to have either 128 or 256 gigabytes of storage. And what it does, if you load the app onto your phone, not only does it charge your battery, but it backs up your device. It will back up all your photos, all your videos, and all your contacts. And it will do the photos and videos at full resolution if you want it to. So many of us don't back up our devices, and we forget. But we tend not to forget to charge our phones for very long because they die and we, you know, they don't work, and then we stick them on the charger. So this is great. You pop it on the charging pad, and not only is it charging overnight, but it also backs up.
Which now, that's useful. I think, that's something that I can use, Fevzi.
Yeah, I think it's really rather great, and it works as a wireless charger, as I've said. I didn't tell you, the sleep gadget I gave 4.5 out of 5 stars to. This one I'm giving 4 stars out of 5. Again, pricing, be aware of the pricing. So the 128 gigabyte model is about £90, and the 256 is £120. I have seen the £90 one sell for £30 and £40 from time to time.
I'll be having one of those.
Yeah, well, it's not on at the moment, but just keep. Well, actually, there's one retailer doing it for about £45, but I'm not mentioning them because I haven't used them myself, and I don't
know. It's such a useful thing. You know, this phone here that's seen me through the last year of lockdown is full of pictures and data and stuff that is vital to me. And it's not backed up. I know that's very stupid. So that would be ideal. What's it called again?
It's called the SanDisk iXpand Wireless Charger Sync.
And you're very impressed with it. And so am I, just on your words about it, Fevzi. So yeah, God knows what it's like in the flesh.
I've given it 4 stars out of 5. Only the sleep analyzer got 4.5 because that's really very special. That could literally.
Now the wheels are coming off Time's Winged Chariot, Fevzi, once again. So, no, hold on. If people want to contact you, I'm going to give you your free plug here. You for free tech advice, where do they go?
Come and say hello on Twitter at Gadget Detective, completely free of charge. No tip required.
May the Lord bless you and save you. Thank you so much, Fevzi. Fevzi Turkalp is the Gadget Detective. He's with us every Saturday night into Sunday morning, talking gadgets and technology and stuff like that.